You better watch it.
Mary Elizabeth eyeballed me as I scooped a big handful of candy corn out of the bowl sitting on the lid of the empty bourbon barrel. Betts Haker, Abby Fawn Bonds, and Queenie French glanced up from under their brows. We were all gathered together around the barrel near the front of the amphitheater, enjoying the bluegrass band, Blue Ethel, and the adolescent farm boys. Until Mary Elizabeth put a big damper on it.
You've got a wedding dress to fit in, too.
She shrugged and brought the steaming maple latte she'd gotten from Trail's coffee to her lips. I rolled my eyes and turned away from her to pop the sugary triangles into my mouth.
I guess that means I'll have to think about getting married next year,
I muttered with a mouthful of candy, low enough for her not to hear, but loudly enough for Abby to hear because she was standing next to me. If Mary Elizabeth heard me even mention putting the wedding off for another year, she'd go straight into a hissy fit of epic proportions. I didn't need that right now. Abby's foot slid across the grass to touch mine, giving me a bit of extra support. She knew all too well how Mary Elizabeth liked things just so, as Abby was married to Bobby Ray Bonds, my foster brother. Mary Elizabeth had fostered me and Bobby Ray, but ended up adopting me due to the fact that Bobby Ray had a mother, while I didn't. Abby and Bobby Ray had made Mary Elizabeth so proud when they got married, and now that I was engaged, Mary Elizabeth was bound and determined to make my wedding an event like no one in normal Kentucky had ever seen.
I'm just saying.
Her voice trilled upward in an I hate to say I told you so kind of tone that ran right through me.
Once you reach a certain age, it's harder to get the weight off.
She wagged her finger at me, then took the edges of her scarf and knotted it in a pretty little way around her neck to make it more fashionable instead of using it to keep the chill off her.
Isn't that right, Queenie?
Don't be dragging me into this.
Queenie busted out in a little shimmy shake of her shoulders to the beat of the band's tune.
I do know you can eat as many of those as you want and stay fit with jazzercise.
She shook her fanny with her arm straight out in front of her, dipping down to touch the ground, before she wiggled her way back up and ran her fingers through her short blonde hair as she danced and swayed.